Well, this is John Matarazzo for Charisma News, and I'm excited to have Vicki L. Brooks with us today. She is the author of Tell My Beloved, which is a book of prayers and revelations that God has shown her that she is now revealing to all of us. And she's collected 225 of these tremendous revelations from the Lord. And you're going to hear about those in just a moment, right after this important message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
We want to thank MyPillow for sponsoring the Charisma Podcast Network. Go to MyPillow.com to receive the Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time with any purchase, you will receive Mike's softcover book absolutely free when you use the promo code CHARISMA. Once again, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code CHARISMA or call 800-598-1793 for this amazing offer. This is John Matarazzo for Charisma News, and I am joined by Vicki L. Brooks, the author of Tell My Beloved. And Vicki, it is a pleasure to have you on the Charisma News podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you and to connect with our listeners today.
Amen. Well, Vicki, when I read the Bible, I love the book of Psalms because it's really, I kind of look at it as this is David's prayer journal between him and the Lord. And he really shares what is really going on in his heart. But then you see God's response to those prayers. And as I'm looking at your book, Tell My Beloved, it kind of feels that same way where you're getting these responses from God. And I just want to say thank you so much for writing these down and sharing them with us. So I kind of look at this is like you've followed in the footsteps of David with putting this book together.
Thank you very much. But, you know, all I did was try and listen to the Lord. And I have thought, too, that this book reminds me so much of the book of Psalms, because in the book of Psalms, we have David speaking his heart to the Lord, and then we have the Lord speaking his heart to David mm-hmm. and to us. And so Tell My Beloved is very much like the book of Psalms for today, because there are many, many things that speak to our hearts that interfere with what God would say to us. There's so many voices going on in the earth today, more so than I ever remember, and I'm 73. And so to have current word from the Lord that connects our heart to God's heart and teaches us how to hear the Lord is exciting. It's refreshing. It frees us. And so, yes, I appreciate Tell My Beloved. And it all started back when I was just a child. And I remember one thing that my mother said to me. She said, "What God thinks matters most."
Amen.
And I can't remember how many times I thought of that when I was growing up, especially as a teenager. I thought, well, what does God think about that? And how do I find out what God thinks about that? And how do I hear what God thinks about that? I don't even know what God's voice sounds like. And so Tell My Beloved is a journey for the readers as they walk with the Lord through the prophetic devotional words and the scripture references that are with them. You will learn to know God's voice, and you will learn his heart for you.
Amen.
How much he loves us. And at the same time, how much he has to teach us and instruct us.
Oh, he has to teach us a lot. Yeah. Yeah, he has a lot to teach us for sure. And kind of the first thing that I want to kind of jump in here and ask is, you just said your mother was giving you that wisdom as a child, but your response was, I don't know how to hear God. So how did you learn how to hear the voice of God? Because that's, without hearing the voice of God, this book is impossible.
Right. Now, from the age of, well, that was probably about 7, 8, something like that. And so, and my childhood was not an easy childhood. I was one of the early children of divorced parents. Mm. And so, but nevertheless, I did have that little nugget placed in me to listen for what God has to say. To begin with, all I had was Inga Meyer's Bible storybook mm-hmm. that my grandmother gave me and a Bible. Well, it was in King James, and that was, you know, a little hard for a child to understand. Yes. And but as when I went to live with my father then, when I was about 9 or 10, we went to the Methodist church, and there I went through catechism. And I learned a little bit more about the Lord. And but it wasn't until the Jesus movement in the 70s or something like that, mm-hmm. late 60s, 70s.
Right.
And that came to Indiana University, where we were students, my husband and I. And so we got swept into the Jesus movement, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and and the really seeking God's way. And the wonderful part about this is my husband's parents had prayed us into that position. And they weren't charismatic as such, but they really, really loved the Lord. And so it was at that point, I think, with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and realizing that God moves and works and speaks today, mm-hmm. that we became open to listening to the Lord. And then about 2009, we had a pastor of a local church here, and he and his wife really mentored me and recognized, because at first, you know, I would hear from the Lord when I would be working in the garden or even in church service. And I would hear this. It's like God nudges your heart. Hmm. It's something that impresses you, but it doesn't come from your mind by itself. It doesn't come with trying to figure things out. It comes to your heart. And so the pastor and his wife mentored me, and they understood that the Lord would give me these things to write down, and worked with me so that I could share them in church, and which I did, or prayer meetings or wherever. And so it grew. And you can even see that in the book, because the first few words are just a few sentences or very, very short. But then it grew. I grew as I had experience listening to God's heart. And so then So that continued for a number of years. And then in 2013, the Lord spoke to me and said, I have more messages for you to write for my people. Then it will be time for you to assemble the book. For now, have enough quiet and restful time so you can hear and write what I tell you. So this is the essence right here. When I would be in church, I would have an intense love for God's people. It's hard for me to talk about this, because I can sense how much God loves us and wants to be able to communicate with us. He gave us speech. He gave us reasoning powers. And he gives us that need to communicate with him and with each other. And so it was that love that God placed in my heart for the body of Christ and for all people that kept me going all those years of writing the journal and doing the Bible research that it took to do the selected scripture readings and the biblical insight sections. Mm-hmm. It was that love for God's people that has and continues to motivate me to reach out and share what God has given, what He wants to say to His people today.
Amen. You know, I love that you do put all that scripture in there that goes along with the words that you've received from God. So you're backing up those words that you've received in modern day with the words that God's given King David or the apostles or, you know, different people throughout the actual Bible. And so you're providing basically references for what it is that this truth that you are displaying in this written text that God gave you to then share with everybody.
Yeah. To me, that is one of the most important aspects of Tell My Beloved. Mm-hmm. Any prophetic word that is written or spoken must be in agreement with the scriptures.
Amen.
And in fact, when I first submitted that text, transcript for publication, they talked with me quite a long time and vetted me to make sure I was real and okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think about 4 hours. And one of the things that interviewer said to me was, your book is so full of scripture. We have a certain amount that is supposed to be original material. Mm-hmm. And so I had to kind of change a little bit of the selected scripture readings and make some questions. And, you know, mm-hmm. he said we could work with that, you know. And right. So, yes, but that scripture base, it has to be there. And that also, I was motivated to do that, or it was a confirmation.
Right.
Because I knew from a study that was done in the IU, one of the IU religious departments, where
Indiana University?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't have that reference with me in my brain, but that's, I have it, right, in print, where they did a study and found out that the Bible was the most revered, respected book in America and the least read. Mm. And the other point I took away from that study was that people like to read the Bible for inspiration, but they did not go to the scriptures to evaluate how they should think about hot button cultural issues. So that meant that it didn't really change how they lived.
Yeah, the Bible is often put in the inspirational section, and you really just kind of explained why I think that is, because, I mean, the Bible is inspirational, but it needs to be transformational. You know, if the Bible is not being read to the point where it's something that is in us and transforming us, like Paul says in Romans 12, we need to let the word renew our minds and transform us into that pattern. Vicki, tell me about your personal time with the Lord.
Well, it all begins with just saying, Lord, I want to hear you. I want to connect with you today. And then I have to get quiet. I have to shut out all the other voices and thoughts and things like that. And then I can hear what He says to my heart. Now, most of the time, I do that by reading His word. And wherever I feel like that He's leading to for me to read that day, or any time during the day. It has been, well, I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I listened to an interview that Billy Graham did with Pat Robertson. And Pat Robertson asked Billy Graham about prayer. And Billy Graham said, why, Pat, I'm praying now as I'm talking to you. I'm connecting with the Holy Spirit. That really stuck with me about how much, no matter what we're doing, we can be praying to God at the same time all day long if we just remember to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how does that stay with you throughout the day? Because you're taking your quiet place, your secret place with the Lord, beyond just the time where you've opened your Bible and your journal, and you're allowing that to really transform you. What are some tips or tactics that you've put into place, or habits that you've put into place that helps you to keep that in the forefront of your mind?
Yes, it's very difficult because during the day, everything comes at you, you know. Mm-hmm. There are phone calls, there are people, there's things that you have to do. And so I can give you a couple of examples. Last night, we're doing a garden this year, and we've done gardens for a number of years. That's a whole nother story that goes back 40 years of something that the Lord, you know, really motivated me to learn gardening. Mm-hmm. But last night we were doing it and we were having some difficulty because we were doing some things a new way. Here it was late at night and we worked till about 10 o'clock. And I was going to be frustrated, you know, because certain things weren't working out right. For the first time ever, we used black plastic weed barrier. And then it wasn't working right because our tomatoes looked like they were stressed. Well, there was too much heat from the black plastic that was coming through and various things. Anyway, so to make a long story short, I was beginning to get a little irritated. And then there were other little things that happened. We had somebody, it was either a hawk or a raccoon or something like that, that got in and killed six of my little bantam chickens, little bantams. And so all of these things. And then I was reminded how often it is when the Lord is moving, you will have different hindrances. You will have different things that happen that can be upsetting. And your emotions want to go off on a tangent, so to speak, and get you all upset and frustrated and make you think bad thoughts. And so I could feel that going to happen, you know, to me at that point. And I just thought, no, wait a minute, Lord, I give it all to you. I'm not going to give into that temptation. I know that you have everything under control and I can trust you. Mm. And then there's just a lightness, you know, there's something that happened in my spirit that just let me know that God heard my prayer. Mm-hmm. I was really crying out for help. And I was willing to give up my right to be upset.
Wow.
So that was one thing. And then the other thing I was going to tell you about, we send these current devotionals out to people that goes out to about 2,600 people in about 20 countries around the world. And I got a letter this morning, an email this morning, when someone was asking about how does Satan overtake Christians? One question. And so Cliff and I work together on absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. We've been married 54 years now and we're just a team. And so he gave me his thoughts on what was going on. And so in that situation, there again, it's allowing the living water that God places in our hearts to flow out from us and to be able to have the words that God would speak. Mm-hmm. And so I started in writing an answer and it was very simple. And I could sense that the Lord was laying a foundation for answering her question. And so I typed it out and I let my husband read it first. I always like to have a second opinion and confirmation. And he said, yes, that's fine. And so there again, that's that taking something that is a project or is a task that you have to do, and you turn it over to the Lord and ask him to guide you through it. And that's what he wants to do for each one of us.
Yes,
and that's
does.
What he's telling us over and over again in different ways and with different subjects in Tell My Beloved.
Amen. Amen. So you have 225 of these devotional entries, I guess. It's like a devotional, but it doesn't have to be read
right.
as a devotional. It's very inspirational, but it's very grounded in the Word of God. And I'm looking at one of the ones that stuck out to me is number 18, The Rest You Are Seeking. And it's only three paragraphs, but the scripture, the selected scripture reading that goes with it takes up a page and a half. So you do put a lot of scriptural references in this. And if you don't mind, Vicky, I would love to read this and then just hear your comments about this entry. So The Rest You Are Seeking, and this really had ministered to me, so this is why I'm going to be sharing this in this podcast. A righteous person's steps are ordered by the Lord. Come before me in the righteousness of Christ, and I will direct your steps and light the path for you to follow. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. Give your heart to me, and I will release my words and my spirit to your heart. Know that I love you and that the plans that I have for you are good. Come to me, and you will not walk in darkness, nor will you walk in confusion. Come to me, and you will walk in the light. My light gives hope. My light gives wisdom, knowledge of salvation, and peace. Do not seek the peace of the world. The peace the world gives is no peace at all. Cleanse yourselves and receive the peace of your Father in heaven, prepared for you by the suffering of his Son, Jesus Christ. His peace is an everlasting peace and full of life. Come to me, and I will give you the rest you are seeking. Come, says the Lord your God. And Vicky, as I'm reading that, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm getting a little choked up just knowing, just as I'm reading some of this stuff, the Bible's the words, the Spirit's just pulling in those references, and I kind of know where some of these things are coming from, but I'm getting hit by a wave of the Holy Spirit just reading this truth that God does provide the rest that we are seeking. Tell me about whenever you received this word from the Lord.
I received this word from the Lord, knowing and sensing that his people were not at rest. And that really describes us today too, doesn't it? There's so mm-hmm. much deception, so much confusion, so many voices coming at us. And God wants us to rise above all of the earthly chaos, and to know that it is our relationship with him. And I can sense that first thing, a righteous person's steps are ordered by the Lord. So what that told me as I wrote it, because I heard it, a righteous person's mm-hmm. steps are ordered by the Lord. That means that my first task is to find my righteousness in Christ and know that he will order my steps. As I remain in him, he remains in me. And so that it was just a freedom in receiving this word and hearing that that's the promise to us. And it's not difficult. I remember thinking, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a billionaire or a poor person, whether you're highly educated or just not much education at all. We're all on a level playing field. It doesn't matter whether you live in Africa or the United States. We are all together in this. It is all the same thing. We all have the equal ability to come before the Lord in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, repent of our sins, live to our understanding of his word, seeking him every day with our hearts. And we all have that ability. to be a righteous person and to receive the rest that he has for us. We can receive that confirmation of who we are, who God has created us to be, and know that he will bring it to pass. It won't be easy. We will be tested. But that when we cry out to him for help, he will give us that wisdom, knowledge, and peace. We don't have to seek peace from the world. In fact, that's no peace at all. But it, part of it says, you know, cleanse yourselves and receive the peace your Father in heaven prepared for you. It's all about listening to God's words. That's the living water. And that gives us the spiritual life, renewal, and rest for our hearts. And we can encourage one another in that. And that's what this book is about too, is encouraging. Encouraging us to love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, with all our strength, with all our mind, with all our soul, and to love one another as Christ has loved us. He loves everybody. He loves everybody.
Yes, he does.
And so when,
yes, he does.
When we want to please him, we know we need to love everybody too.
Amen. And your book is called Tell My Beloved. And as you're talking and going into a little bit of a discourse about this entry number 18, the rest you are seeking, I can hear the love of the Father coming through your voice, Vicki. And I know before we got started here today, you said that you had a word from today. Is it okay to share that? I just feel like there's something more in you that is special that needs to come out today. Can you release that right now?
Yes, I would. I received this at 6:36 this morning. And at first I thought the Lord was just speaking to me, but then I realized, because he said so, he was speaking to all of us. The charge I have given to you is to teach my people how to listen and speak from their hearts, how to connect with me with their heart, and how to connect with others heart to heart. As you open up your heart to me, as you welcome my Holy Spirit into your heart, in a continuing flow, rivers of living water wash over your heart and mind. These rivers of living water carry spiritual refreshing and bring you inner healing and strength. As your heart connects to my heart, to my spirit, you are born again and begin the renewing of your heart and mind. This renewal is a process. It is a journey that begins and continues throughout your life on this earth. Inasmuch as you remain in me, as your heart remains connected to me, I remain in you. My Holy Spirit can flow into you and lead, guide, and teach you. I am the living water that your heart cries out for. It is my living water that gives peace and wisdom to your soul. Receive my living water and learn to flow. Learn to live and move and have your being in my spirit. This is your charge. This is the charge of each of my disciples. Did I not say, out of your belly, that is, out of your heart, shall flow rivers of living water? Receive from me, receive from my Holy Spirit, rivers of living water to sustain you, to give you life, even life eternal. Receive from me and allow my living waters to wash over and through you and make you clean, fit, and ready for the Master's use in the kingdom of God.
Wow. I just want to encourage all of our listeners right now to go back 5 minutes and just listen to that again. That was so rich with Holy Spirit inspiration and just what the Father is speaking. Like, I can feel God's presence in a tangible way right now. Like, my heart is beating a little faster, and I'm just like, I'm a little bit overwhelmed. And that's a good place to be whenever God is speaking, to be overwhelmed and to be kind of carried away with what it is that He's doing. You know, Vicky, I just want to ask you right now, if you could just pray for the listeners right now that have just heard that word and they've received what you've said.
Heavenly Father, we all together, we come before You in agreement. We are seeking Your face. Lord, we cry out to You. Let Your word come forth over the peoples of the earth. Let Your word be spoken in every platform. Father, give Your people Your words to speak and share with one another. Cleanse us, Lord. Make us fit for Your service. We are so grateful, and we know that You desire so much that we hear Your voice, that we learn to work together by the power of Your Holy Spirit, motivated by faith, and faith works by love. Lord, thank You that You're teaching us to love and move in Your Holy Spirit. And so I ask You, Lord, to release Your Holy Spirit over each of these listeners as they hear this podcast. May they learn to open up their hearts to You on a continual, daily basis so they can be and do what You have designed them to be. Father, thank You so much. We just rejoice and praise You because we know You're going to do a grand work in Your kingdom. We know that You're coming back for a church that is without spot or wrinkle, that we are full of faith, Lord, and that we love You and understand You more than we ever have before. Thank You so much for the restoration that we are seeing take place. And we will not be discouraged by all the darkness around us, Father. We will instead walk in Your light and share the light with one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I've been talking with Vicky L. Brooks, the author of Tell My Beloved, Words of Hope and Encouragement for All God's Children, for All God's Creation. You can get a copy of this book through her website, VickyLBrooks.com. That's VickyLBrooks.com. And I want to encourage you to check this out and get a copy of this if you've been touched by the Holy Spirit during this podcast interview. Vicky, thank you so much for being obedient to the Lord, to writing down what He's been speaking to you, to put it in a book, and then to deliver it to His people. Thank you so much for being on the Charisma News podcast.
It's my pleasure, and to God be the glory.
This has been John Matarazzo for the Charisma News podcast. God bless you.